In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Tonight, I want to speak about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the Holy Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in history, there were many problems concerning the divine nature of the Trinity, and especially also the Spirit. In the year 381, there was council special for this, because there was some person called Macedonius, al anul ruh al qudus mujarrad energy. So the council, you know, added the last part of the creed, na'am nu'min bil ruh al qudus ar rabb al muhyi al munbasiq من الآب نسجد له ونمجده مع الآب والإبن. So the last part of the creed was put in the year 381. But tonight I want to speak about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When we speak about the gifts, we have to know that there is some difference between the gifts and the fruits. The gifts are not the fruits. The fruits are needed from all Christians. All believers should have fruits of the Spirit. But not everyone should have the gifts of the Spirit. Let's read this part from St. Paul. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols. However, you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So the Holy Spirit may give different gifts to different people, but all these gifts work for the benefit of the one church. Because the Spirit is one, the Spirit may give somebody some gift. But all the gifts should work together for the one unified church. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Look how he focuses on the same Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the only source of the gifts. And all the gifts are working together like the organs in the same body. They work together for the same profit, for the same benefit of the same body. The working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongue, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For as the body is one, has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So always remember this icon. Christ is the head of the church. The church is just one body. And we, all the members of the church, we are different in ministries, different in gifts, but we are working, led by the same Spirit, for the same benefit or the profit of the body, for the church. No one is working for himself, no one is working away from the body. We should work together, serve together, led by the head, the Lord himself, through the supervision and leadership of the Holy Spirit. So, I want to give you some important points as servants to differentiate between the real gifts given by the Spirit and some of the false gifts Nowadays we can see around related to other denominations that they may say that these are holy gifts, but they are not. First, you know, rule, first point here, gifts for the church members are various but complete, and their purpose is the edification of the whole church. So the gifts are not one, there are diversities of gifts, but they work together. Imagine like when you look to the music team, they are playing different instruments, but they are, you know, playing the same melody, the same music play, but they are, you know, playing different roles, different ministers, different gifts. And if the Holy Spirit repeating the same gift, this will not, you know, benefit the church. That's not the real picture of the church. The church should have people specialized in preaching, others may make miracles, others may speak prophecies. So different gifts, but for the same purpose. That's why it was written, even so you, since you are dealers for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. The second rule here, the gifts would never tear the church apart with different teachings. The second rule, the gifts would never tear the church with different teaching. Whoever gifted, whoever has a gift, should follow the same church teaching, should follow the holy tradition, should work in the same body for the same purpose. If he is working alone, away from the church, so this gift is, you know, questionable. This gift is not from the Holy Spirit. The third rule. Gifts are humbly associated to God, and there is no place for pride. Because if I have any gift, I was given this gift. It's not me, it's God's grace. So as far as it's God's grace, I shouldn't be proud of myself. I shouldn't boast of this gift. I should always relate the gift to God. He is the giver, and all gifts coming from Him. So there is no place for pride. That's why when you look up to the media, you can see many people are proud of themselves having some gifts. That's not correct. That's not the way of God. If you have any gifts, you should be humble enough to keep the gift. And if humility is not there, the gifts are not spiritual. Again, it was written in the book of Acts, this man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside, explaining him the way of God more accurately. This man was humble, so he accepted the teaching. The fourth point here, the gifts are not the only sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, the Protestant teaching always say, if you are filled with the Spirit, gifts should be there. Actually, that's not correct. If you are filled with the Spirit, the fruits will be there. The fruits is like love, joy, peace, long-suffering, self-control, faith, meekness, decency. These are the fruits. When you are filled with the Spirit, you are like Christ. The Holy Spirit will make you Christ-like. That's the fruit of the Spirit. So it's not necessary being filled with the Spirit to have gifts. Gifts mainly for the church, not for you. But the fruits for you and others. The fruits are the real sign of being filled with the Spirit. But the gifts are given from the Spirit to the purpose of, you know, the church edification. The fifth point is very important, and you know St. Paul specifically focused on this point so much. Love is more important and even better and more necessary for the salvation of the church than any of the gifts. He started in Corinthians chapter 12 mentioning the gifts of the Spirit. And he ended the chapter saying, wait a minute, I will tell you another better way to God. Love as the fruit of the Spirit is so much important for your salvation, much more than any of the gifts. You shouldn't preach, you should not prophesy, you shouldn't make miracles, but you should love people. And if you fail to love people, there is no salvation, there is no heaven. But if you fail to preach by words, that's not a big deal. If you cannot do any miracles, that's not a problem. But if you cannot live in peace, that's a major problem. Because peace is the fruit of the Spirit. But making miracles is a gift. Maybe it's not needed for the church nowadays to make miracles. Maybe it's not needed to speak in tongues, which is the case for now. Because we can speak Arabic and we can speak English. So we need not to have tongues. But in the early church, they needed the tongues. That's why God gave the tongues as gift, because of the church need. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually, and God has appointed these in church. First apostles, second prophets, teachers, after that miracle, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations. Look to this administration to administer. That's a gift. Some people are really good in administration because that's a gift of God needed by the church, simply. So you need not to speak tongues. Varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? Definitely no. Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Certainly not. Do all speak with tongue? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts. And yet, I show you a more excellent way, which is love. More excellent way, it's all about love. That's why he wrote chapter 13, all about love. To convince everyone that focus on love. Because love is the real way to heaven. Gifts are not the real way to heaven. Gifts may deceive you, but love never deceives anyone. Love never fails, but gifts fails. To be filled with the Spirit, you focus on the fruits. And the fruits will guide you to heaven. The fruits will help others to love Christ through you, not the gifts. The gifts may help with the building of the church, but fruits are very much needed by everyone. Again, look to this, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries, all knowledge, though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. The sixth point, rule number six. Gifts are not a field for showing off, but to satisfy real need. So there is no place for showing off. Anyone who are, you know, declaring that he is the man of God, doing this or that, that's not our way. You have to keep your humility, you have to stay close to God, to love people, and to even, you know, cover the gifts. Much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. Those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. Our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it. Rule number 7, priority among the gifts is for prophecy. By the way, the word prophecy originally does not mean to say things will happen in the future. No, the word is very large. It means to tell anyone the will of God. So any kind of good teaching is kind of prophecy. When I give you any lecture about the Bible or Bible study or Christian teaching, it's part of the prophecy. Priority is for the prophecy. It's not for the tongue, it's not for the miracles. Wait a minute, because most of the people look very up to the miracles and tongues. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Numero 8. All gifts will fail, will end up, will have an end. All gifts are just for today, but love never ends. Love will remain. Again, these are the words of the Bible. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. There is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. Gifts may be deceitful or may deceive other people. Gifts, tongues in particular, is a sign in itself for non-believers. It's necessary to ask from above for wisdom in how to invest the gifts. It's necessary to conform to the church and its tradition. The Holy Spirit, it manifested in our life by two major words. The fruits, which is much more important than the other one, which is the gifts. The fruits are needed from everyone. All people of the church should live fruitful life. Fruits, kind of commandments. But the gifts, just needed by the church. So the Holy Spirit can see clearly what's important for the church, to give which gift now for whom to serve.